Hey, what's up, everybody? And welcome back to Friday Live with Dr. K. If you want to know how to make your next million in 2024, you're definitely in the right place. This is the year of new beginnings, new levels, more profits, more money, more wealth, all of that stuff. So I am Dr. Kawana D. Irving. I'm a government contracts expert. I help high-level entrepreneurs grow and scale purposely and specifically strategically through government contracts. Of course, there are other things that you have to have into play, that you want to have into play when it comes to creating this level of wealth. And we walk you through exactly what those things are and how you actually can optimize your business for success. So in this video, and I want to welcome you in. So type in the chat where you're joining from. Let me know where you're joining from, what type of business you have. Hey, 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 I see you. I see you, Monica. I see you, Tiffany. All right, all the way from New Jersey. I see y'all coming in through the chat. So type in the chat where you're joining from, what type of business you have, because today in this video, I'm going to walk you through how to actually make your next million. Because at some point in your life, you've crossed generating $1 million, and it's probably been over a period of a decade or two. And over that 2 decades, right, you've probably accumulated $1 million in revenue or in income for yourself and for your business, whatever. But I'm going to show you how you can actually streamline that process and actually do it in this year, right? And it probably sounds like it's something that's impossible, but everything is possible when you have a plan. And I'm going to share with you all the plan. This is the $1 million play, the $1 million game plan of how you can actually leverage the opportunities that exist in the marketplace to actually get your $1 million in a year. So it's easier to make it in a year than it is in a decade. And then you will go on to see that it's even easier to do it in a month than it is in a year. All those different things. There's higher levels of for every level, there's a higher level. And then for every level, there's going to also be new problems that you will need to solve. It's going to be new money problems that you will need to solve. And then at that level, of course, you're going to need new coaches, new mentors as well. So just know that it's a continuing path of growing, right? So you got to be willing to become the person and to willing to always become, right? So Michelle Obama wrote a book a few years ago called The Becoming of Michelle Obama, which means that she's always in the process of becoming. It's an open end, right? There's no end to that becoming. So continuing to grow and to develop yourself is something, it's a part of the process to actually elevating your lifestyle. So you got to be willing to go back into the be, do, have success principle, becoming the person who continues to do higher level things, which continues to help you elevate your lifestyle on even higher levels. So it's all related, right? So if you can't do, you won't, you know, you can't have. If you won't operate at a higher level, you cannot have the higher level things, right? So you attract the you attract the things into your life based on who you are currently as a person. Your identity, the things that you're currently doing, your activity is directly related to the things that you currently have, whether it's financial, whether it's health, whether it's wealth, whether it's whatever else type of relationship, it's directly related to what you've been doing. And that's directly related with who you identify yourself to be. So, anyways, I'm going to give you guys the gameplay. If you're ready for the gameplay, type ready in the chat, type ready in the chat. In fact, I want to shout out some of our YouTube members, those who are members of our YouTube. I'm going to circle back and shout you out specifically. If you are a member, you subscribe to our $4.99 or $9.99 membership over in YouTube. So let me see how I can get over there. So I'm actually going to shout you guys out in just a moment, but I want to welcome everyone in. So if you're joining for the first time, be sure to like, subscribe, hit the bell notification, all those great things. If you are listening to our podcast, if you're watching over a different platform, be sure to go come over on YouTube to continue getting these types of nuggets and values and insightful information that you can then turn into a game plan and execute on. Like, there's so many times, so often, quite often on a weekly basis, I get a message or a phone call of someone that says, how they've been watching my videos and they've executed on the things that they've learned here on my YouTube platform, and they've landed a contract or they've grown their business or they got funded or all of these different things. Because the information that I share is completely valid. It works, right? And is executable. Like, you can go and run with the stuff. So anyways, but there are some people who just need a little bit more insightfulness, a little bit more hand holding, a little bit more support, because you have questions. And of course, there's a lot of nuances that are involved in all of these things. And so anywho's, but I wanted to shout out some of our team members, not our team members, but some of our YouTube members. So if you haven't liked, subscribed, hit the bell notification, please visit us on youtube.com/CarwanaD. And subscribe. You can also become a member to get shouts out, such as T. Marie Marshall, Melva Calvin, Don Pitts, Tanisha Yu, Roger Dixon. We see you out there, Calvin Daniels, Walex, Grace Prayer Center. Hello, shout out to the church, right? JJ, Sunita Garrett, and Keith and James. Shout out to those new members of our YouTube channel. Of course, there's a bunch of different member perks that you do get as a member, right? There's a lot of perks. So there's some member-only chats, member-only things, stickers and things that you can get, but also you'll get acknowledgement. And at the $9.99 level, we'll also be able to, shout out your business, right? Which is going to be more eyeballs on your business. So check out our membership. If you go to youtube.com/CarwanaD, it'll be a little button there that says join. You can join at whatever level. So anyways, but today I'm definitely going to give you guys some gems. Are you ready for it? So I see all those fireballs in the chat. Are you ready for this level, right? So get out your pens, paper, notepad, digital pad, or whatever it is that you need to do, or come back and watch this video. And you guys, when you get great, valuable information like this, be sure to share the video with other entrepreneurs that you think it can be a blessing to, the information, the knowledge. Don't be afraid to share. Don't be afraid to share the information, because this information is going to be life-changing, not only for you, but it's also going to be life-changing for someone else as well. So make sure that you share the information. All right, so we're going to jump into it. I'm going to share with you a million-dollar game plan for 2024, basically how to make your next million in 2024. Yeah. So y'all ready for it? It all starts with the foundation, you guys. Everything starts, it builds upon a beginning or something. You got to start somewhere in order to get somewhere else, right? Am I right about it? We got to start somewhere in order to get somewhere, right? So it all starts with the foundation. It does not matter if you've been in business for 30 years, 50 years, 100 years. Does not matter. We got to go back to the foundation. Now, that is the first step, is optimizing your business foundation so that you can qualify for landing premium clients, whether it's the government and or corporations. Those are the two top premium clients. The government is the number one biggest purchaser out of those premium clients. And so you want to optimize and position yourself, the identity of your business. We're speaking to the becoming of your business, the becoming as this professional, the becoming of a consultant, right? What do you need to do? Who do you need to become, right? In order for you to do that. So optimizing your business foundation is going to be key. Well, I'm going to do a quick review because I don't have time to go into all of the things and ways that you can optimize your business. But what do you need to do in order to optimize your business? I'm going to give you a quick overhead. And if you want to download a full checklist of those things that you have to have, then you can go to govconchecklist.com and download it for free. So you can go to govconchecklist.com and download a free copy of the full checklist over there. So what do you need to do? So optimizing your business foundation, which requires you to, number one, become a business, right? You have to have a business in order to do business with the government. You can, whether it's a sole proprietor business set up entity, or it's an LLC set up entity, right? It doesn't matter your tax election, because some people get it confused from an S corp and a C corp. That's still an LLC with a special tax election. It doesn't matter, right? An LLC is an LLC. It's a limited liability corporation, right? So that means that you have to have some type of entity, whether it's a sole proprietorship or a business standalone entity like an LLC in order to do business with the government. Okay, so there are specific things that you must have. And I'm gonna go through the basic things. Okay. For time's sake. So the basic things. Now, if you have these basic things, you're on your way. Somebody type, you're on your way. I'm on my way. Type that in the chat. I'm on my way. If you have these basic things, you're on your way. So you need to have a business license. If your city and county requires you to have a business license based on your zoning and based on the services that you're looking to offer or products, right? So you may be required to have a local business license. Right, it's like a rectangle document that you get from the city and county. It's a business license or business registration or something else, or sometimes they call it a business tax license. So, anyways, you have to have that, an EIN, employer identification number. You have to have that. You can get that for free, 100%. So if you go Google EIN, and for some of you, you probably already have your EIN, but if you're new to this space and you go Google EIN, you may get some third-party websites that look like it's for the IRS, you know, but it's not. And they may charge you a fee, like $200, $300, and you're like, well, I got to pay for our EIN. I thought it was free. It's because you ended up on the wrong site. So beware of that. You can get now, if it was a complicated process, I can say, I would say, you know, it depends on you. If you want to hire someone to do it for you, then go ahead and hire someone and pay them the few $100 to do it for you. But it's the EIN is free for you to do it for yourself. And it's not complicated at all. Even a 10-year-old can go through and answer the questions that they ask. And this is something that you can apply for within 5 to 10 minutes and have it downloaded right to your computer within 5 to 10 minutes. So less than 10 minutes, right? So if you go to irs.gov is a key indicator that it's a government site. So if you go to irs.gov and type in the keyword EIN, it's going to take you through a page that says apply for your EIN, and then you submit the application. They're going to ask you things about your business. Is it a sole proprietorship? Is it an LLC? Do you have partners? Is it a multi-member? It's going to ask you some things so that it can know how to structure your taxes, right? Whether or not you have to file a 10, what is it called? 1120 or a 1065 or whatever, or 1040 with a Schedule C. It's going to, based on the answers that you give it, okay? So you want to be honest when you're setting up that that EIN to the best of your ability, okay? So optimize your business foundation. So we went through EIN, we went through LLC or sole proprietorship with a business license. If you have a sole proprietorship, you also have to have a DBA, which is a fictitious business name, doing business as. You have to have that. 2 years of taxes, you have to have that, whether it's personal, if you haven't been in business for 2 years, or it's business, if you have been in business for 2 years and you've made some money, that's required for you to file taxes. So you have to have 2 years of that. You have to have a initial investment explanation. How did you start your business? Where did the money come from? So write it on company letterhead, sign it. I started my business with this by purchasing this. Maybe that purchase was an LLC. Maybe that purchase was a business license. Maybe that purchase was a laptop. Whatever that initial investment was into your business, you have to just explain it, unless you have a new business and you have a receipt and you can just provide the receipt and it's self-explanatory, right? So anyways, you want to have a resume, right? Based off your past experience. What have you been doing in your past to make money that is very related to what you're doing in business, whether it's a job, some school education, whatever it is. So if your resume is outdated and you're looking to go provide new services to the government, then you want to update your resume and include some experiences or some educational knowledge that you've had, whether it's volunteer or paid or not, that you've had to where, you know, it's showing the skill set matches what you're looking to sell to the government. So so those are like some of the basics. If you have an LLC, you definitely also need your articles of incorporation or organization, your documentation for that from your state. You also need an operating agreement and so on and so forth, a copy of your ID, your birth certificate, like your, you know, proof of identity documents. Those are the general, right? There's a few more things that are a part of that business optimization. Of course, if you go to govconchecklist.com, you can download the full list of how you optimize your business foundation, right? So once you've done that, are you done? Absolutely not. it's work, right? And I know, you know, we make it look good. We make it look easy out here to get these government contracts, but it's work, right? It could become easy once you have processes and systems in place, you have a strategy and a blueprint, it gets easier, but it's work, right? So it's not a grant, it's not free money, it's not a handout, it's not none of those things. It's you working, right, at a high level as a quality premium entrepreneur, so you get paid at a high level as a quality premium consultant for the government or problem solver for the government, right? So it takes work, okay? And it's work that's absolutely worth it. So once you've downloaded the full checklist and you have all those things in place, then and only then, after you're prepared, after you've ironed out your foundation and you made sure that the bricks lay up, you know, the bricks line up and that is strong and it's solid, right? So after you've done those things, then you go to register in SAM.gov. That's the federal service website. That is the federal agency website where you can become federally certified. That's step two, right? But do you stop there? No, you want to optimize on your certifications because the government has your money and they want to give it to you. But you have to show up where they're giving the money at, right? So whenever you want to go get something, you first of all, you got to know where to go get it. And then you got to know how to go get it and then how to go for the ask. And so this is how you go for the ask. First, you got to be present. And so in order for you to be present, you have to present everywhere, omnipresent, right? Like God, he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time, right? So you want to have omnipresence in your business. You want to be everywhere at the same time. And the government has money on the local, state, and federal level. Those are three levels of government, the only three levels of government that exist. So you want to be present on all three levels, right? By optimizing those certifications, registrations with those particular agencies. Because not only does it allow you to participate in those pools of money that's set aside for those socioeconomic disadvantages, but it also allows you to be able to just do business with those agencies, whether it's a set aside or not. You got to be registered. You got to raise your hand and let them know that I'm here and I'm here to serve, right? And so once you've done all that, yes, a lot of paperwork, it's a lot of documentation, but it's the people who are willing to do the work. I see. Yeah. So you understand. She said, I tried all that documents. It's a lot. And it's sometimes it could be discouraging. And I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that it's discouraging because guess who it's for? Socially economic disadvantage. Who normally identifies with that? So of course it's going to be some red tape and some things that are set and designed for you to be discouraged about something that's going to benefit you, that's going to allow you to change your life, right? So it's the people who are willing to do the work that others won't do that are out here winning the opportunities and the lucrative contracts that others will not have. Become the person, do the work. Then you can be a part of the have, right? Because in this game, it's either you have or you have not. You either become or you don't. You're either going to do or you're not going to do, right? So, but you get to decide. The life that you decide that you want to have is all in your own hands. You get to decide what type of business success you want. It's all in your own hands. You get to decide. But if you decide that, no, I'm not going to do because I'm not going to become, then the results are exactly what you've asked for. And you got to be okay with that, right? So as long as you're okay with that, everybody's okay with that. We're not going to fight you about you. Yeah. So, but if you're not okay with that, then the question is you should be asking is, who do I need to become? What do I need to do? Who do I need to get to help me? And how do I do these things, right? So you need to be asking your empowering questions rather than getting overwhelmed with the process. Don't get stuck in the process. So anyways, step three is once you've done those things, so because I'm getting to the money, but first I got to lay the foundation so you can know that not just anybody can just come in and ask for the money. Like there's some footwork, there's some pre-work that you got to do before you get to the work, right? So it's some pre-work and then there's some more work and then some post-work after that. Once you do get the contract, you got to maintain these things and manage those things too. So you're always working. It ain't free, right? So this is not a one-time success move, right? Now, once you get a contract, now you get to sit down and do nothing and be successful for the rest of your life. No, it's ongoing. It becomes a lifestyle. It becomes a business process, right? Something that you have to do consistently, okay? So the third step is to, now that you have all of those things, your business foundation is set, you know, you have all the documentation in order, you've become omnipresent across all levels of government. Now you get to research the opportunities that are out there. Key word is research. That means to look for. It requires you to take action, to do. That's an action word, right? So being and doing, you have the identity down. Now you've become. Now you got to do research of the opportunities that are out there. And there are many. There's very many on a daily basis. And some of these opportunities, now here's where you have to learn to look at, look under, look through, and look in between opportunities. Because if you don't know what you're doing, you can quickly disqualify yourself and say, they're not buying what I sell. It's all about positioning. It's all about having the insight of how to navigate the marketplace to look through these opportunities. But they exist. You just don't know, right? So they exist. So researching the opportunities, where do you research? All the places where you just become omnipresent. Local, state, and federal, right? They all have money for you. So then you look through all of those opportunities that they're posting on their procurement or solicitation websites, and you look through those opportunities. You gotta sort. We can sort. And there are some nuances. You know, there are some things that you have to know what you're looking for and what you're sorting through and what decisions you got to make and how to make those decisions. There's some nuances, right, to this, which is why it's very key to have a guide or someone who can walk you through this process or answer questions for you, right? And so researching opportunities. The next step is to, now that you've weeded out through the opportunities and you've identified some things, then you have to respond to those opportunities, the call and response, right? So they're calling you, they're calling your name, Tiffany and Jackson, and I see you. Martha, I see you over there. They're calling your name. Is it Bailey? I see you, Bailey. So they're calling your name. So they're calling you and they're saying, okay, so we have an opportunity for communication specialists to provide the communication specialty services over this period of time. So it's a response that's required. They're calling you. Now you got to respond. Okay, I'm a communication specialist. I can provide communication specialist services over that period of time. Here's how I'm going to do it. And here's how much I'm going to charge. Here's who's on my team. And here's how we meet those qualifications. So it's a call and response thing. So you're responding. Then after that, it's a rinse and repeat. Steps 3 and 4, right? Research, respond. Research, respond. Research, respond. So that is like the ongoing process from there, right? There is no stopping and finally making it. And it's an ongoing process. So now you know what you need to be doing in your business, responding, researching, and responding, right? You need to be doing that in this realm now. So I set the foundation for that. But here's where the $1 million game plan comes into play, right? So we all know, according to the USA spending, according to the SBA, a percentage of all the government spend has to go to socioeconomic disadvantages, which you've already checked all the boxes when you've optimized your business across local, state, and federal levels and became omnipresent. You've already checked off those boxes. So now they're saying a percentage has to go to you, right? For all the boxes that you've checked off, a percentage of the spend. There's multiple trillions of dollars in spend. In 2020, the federal government alone spent over $10 trillion, according to USAspending.gov, on business products and services. And 26% of that is $2.6 trillion. So that's a lot of money on the table. If you did not get your piece of the pie, right, then here's how you can get your piece of the pie, is by optimizing your business foundation, becoming omnipresent, researching and responding, and rinsing and repeat 3 and 4, right? So that's the gameplay. But I'm going to give you specific game plans in just a moment. If you're ready for it, type some fireballs in the chat. If you're ready for it, type some fireballs in the chat. So you don't want to miss this, right? So now that you've done these things, game plan. You know that the government has money to spend. You know that they're obligated to spend with you. You've already positioned your business to win. You're ready to roll up your sleeves and do the work. Okay. So now how do we get to the million in 2024? How do you get there? Right? How do you get there? It's called a plan, a strategic plan, right? So there's a scripture. I'm actually gonna look up the actual scripture. It says, write the vision and make it plain And that's in Habakkuk 2:2-3. Okay. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2-3, it talks about how you should write the vision and make it plain, right? So you got to write your vision. Where do you want to be? So since this is the $1 million play, we're going to put our vision as $1 million. $1 million play, put our vision at $1 million, right? Or whatever your goal is. Maybe you want to hit 5 million. Maybe you want to hit 2 million. Doesn't matter to me. Maybe you're like, a million is too much. Maybe I want to do a quarter of a million. Whatever your play is going to be. But for the sake of this particular training, we're talking about $1 million game plan for 2024. So we're going to put 1 million on a vision board. We're going to say 1 million, right? So knowing that there's 33 million businesses across the U.S., million small businesses across the U.S., with all the spin across all the local, I've done some research on this stuff, so I know exactly how the numbers lay out. With all the businesses across the U.S. and all the money across local, state, and federal spending and all their obligations, if you were to divide the amount of money that's on the table by the number of businesses that exist in the U.S., it says clearly every business would be able to walk away with $1 million a year if you were to divide. Okay. Now this is real life data. So because we know that every business entrepreneur in the U.S. is not going to do business with the government. In fact, most businesses are struggling. In fact, according to the SBA, only 6% of small businesses out of the 33 million are making six figures. That's a staggering statistic, right? Only 6%. Only 2% of the 33 million are actually making seven figures or more, right? So 2%. So this game plan is going to show you how to become a part of the top 2%ers of money earning, revenue earning entrepreneurs in the U.S. Okay, I was about to say in the world, but it's not in the world. But this is across the U.S., right? And so how do you do that? So with all the money that's on the table, if you look at if every business was doing it, it's at least enough money on the table for everybody to be a millionaire. But because everybody is not going to do it for whether mindset, maybe they think it's a scam. And there are some people who think government contracting is a scam, or maybe they don't want to learn the process, or maybe it's too much work for them. Or maybe they rather go do a 9-to-5 and get the easy paycheck where they think they're going to get ahead, but really, by the end of the day, they're spending 50% of their check, you know, in taxes, and this, you're in the rat race like forever, right? So for whatever the reason why people justify why they're not doing government contracts, whatever that reason is, because we know that there's going to be more people not doing it than there are the very few that are doing it. Why? Because more people, many are called. It says it in the Bible, many are called, but only few are chosen, right? Not everybody could be a part of that 2%. That's why it's the 2%. The other 98% falls below that, right? And the other 94% fall below six figures. That's a huge amount of people that have businesses that have $1 million, multi-million dollar potential that are underutilized and working beneath their potential. A lot, 94%. That's a lot, right? So I don't know about you, but I decided a long time ago I'm going to be a part of the top 2%. But if you're here because you want to be a part of the top 2%, then guess what you have to do? Habakkuk 2:2-3. Write the vision and make it plain. So now we know that there's all these type of vehicles that the government uses to roll out these contracting opportunities. There's micro purchases, right? Any contract, not a contract, but any spending experiences that you can have with the government that's under $10,000 falls under micro purchase. There's simplified acquisition. This is where a vehicle by which the government, like you, anything above $10,000 that's below $250,000, which is a quarter of a million, it's less competitive. They only need three quotes from three people in order to award that contract. So it's less competitive. So, and most of the time, either those two scenarios, you will never find on a bid search website. You will never find probably those type of opportunities unless nobody is in line, you know, there's nobody raising their hand. You will never probably find it on sam.gov or any of the other sites, because these are relationship building levels of opportunities, right? For the most part, right? Generally speaking. So, and then anything above a quarter of a million is more competitive. So that's where the full blown request for a proposal and it's up for every, anybody can bid on it. As long as you're a small, if it's in a small business set aside, you have to have that certification. If it's not, anybody can bid on it. So knowing these things, your game plan, right? So we know 10,000 and we know 250,000 and then anything above that, right? So knowing these things with your vision that you put, your million-dollar vision that you put on your vision board, right? Say a million. So a game play could be simplified acquisition. So let me bring up, I love to draw. So for anybody that knows me, let me close out some of these other windows in my background. So for anybody that knows me, you know, I love to illustrate and draw, because I know some people are very visual. I'm a visual person, so I love visuals as well. So I'm going to see if I can share my screen here. And so here we have, see if I can blow it up a little bit. So get this other thing out the way. Okay. So here we have, so we have the 10K and under. Okay. Then we have up, from 10K and a dollar, because it has to be a little bit above 10K, up to 250K, up to a quarter of a million. It falls under simplified acquisition, and then everything else is highly competitive. So I'm just put this box right here. So this is highly competitive. Okay, so I'll just do that. Okay, so if you're just getting started in the contracting game, right? I don't know why people think that they're going to win a contract that's like 20 million when you're just getting started. I mean, you can, it's very possible, but the odds of that is very unlikely, especially when you have companies that have been getting 10, 15, 20 million and they have past performance and they have experience, they have teams, they have the financial backing, they have all these different things. So you have to be realistic with your expectations and your goals, right? You have to be very realistic with expectations and your goals, right? I'm not saying that it's not possible. I'm saying that it's not as likely to happen depending on your industry, right? If you're in construction, then yeah, it's very likely for it to happen. If you're in manufacturing or something like that, it's very likely for that. If you create engines and or your company that's competitive with Boeing or something, it's very likely, right? If you manufacture weapons, absolutely it's likely to happen. But if you're a notary, no. Come on, let's be realistic. If you're a caterer, six figures, yeah, multiple six figures, absolutely, right? So we got to put things into its real context. And so knowing these things that I'm sharing with you, this is the micro purchase, this is the simplified acquisition, right, strategy. So knowing these things, these plays, right, or there's above 250K, like above that, this is this pool, right? These are the 1.5, the 2 million, and it's very likely, you know, it's more likely for you to get a two to 3 million just getting started. Or sometimes you have to just kind of do it in accumulation. Maybe there's going to be two contracts that add up to 2 million, or maybe it's going to be four contracts that add up to a million, whatever, right? But a strategy and a gameplay could be, well, I'm just going to decide to position myself to go after four contracts at 250K. Each. It falls under simplified acquisition. It's less competitive. All they need is three quotes, right? Now I'm going to go over to SAM.gov and I'm going to extract data from there of who needs to know me or who do I need to know? Who do I need to build a relationship with, right? So I can get on their three quote list. So four at 250, right? But even between 10K and 250 falls numbers like 50,000. Would you be okay with that? How many $50,000 contracts do you have to meet your goal? So 50, so that's 20, right? So all you need is 20 of those. Very doable. If you did like two, if you landed two of these a month, you'll exceed the $1 million gameplay, right? So between 10 and 250 also lies $100,000, right? That number falls within that simplified acquisition. So how many of these do you need? 10. You're doing a tenth of the work. Now between here and here, you're doing half of the work, but you're getting double the money, right? Have to work. Oh, have to work for the same amount of money. But it's double the value of the contract gets you half the work that you have to do for the same $1 million revenue play, right? Same. So you can work harder, you can work smarter, or you can just do a mix of a little bit of everything, right? So also within this is, so let's just say you did 10, let's just say you did do the micro strategy, right? 10K game, and you just want them swiping cards all day because you have your own merchant account and you just want the government to be able to call you and swipe cards all day long, right? So all you need is 1,000 of these. Is it 1,000? Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, I think 1,000. Hold on, let me do the math. So I think I might need to put 10,000. So 1,000 times 10,000 equals, oh, I did it. So no, wait, that's 10 million. Hold on. 10,000 times 1,000 is a million. No, it's 10 million. No, I can't see y'all. That's 10 million. So, okay, so 100. So 100 of them. So you don't even have to work as hard as I just thought, right? So all you need is 100 of those, right? Because that's a million. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think that's right. Okay, so let me go back to my calendar. I mean, my calculator. So 100 times 10,000 is a million. Yeah, so that's right. So you just have to do that 100 times, not 1,000 times, but 100 times, right? So that's 10K times 100 equals the same 1 million. But you're working 10 times more than here, right? 10 times more than here. And you're working five times, what is it? 50, is it 50 times, 20 times more than here, right? So this is 20, this is 10. Yeah, 100 times 10. Yeah. So you're just working harder. As this price goes down to an average transaction, the workload goes up, right? The workload has to go up. So the more premium the value of the client, the more premium the contracting opportunity, the more time you get back, the less the work you have to do. So hopefully that's clear, right? So this is a gameplay, right? So what are you going to do? Right? You can do them all. You don't have to choose. You don't have to choose. I'm gonna do 110K, or I'm going to do four, simplify that was 250K, or I'm going to do 50, I mean 20, $50,000 off, or I'm going to do 10 at 100,000, right? You don't have to choose. You can do a mix of them all. So say for instance, if your goal is a million, and that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and your first contract was 100,000. So your first contract was 100,000, right? So you did one of those. Now you have 900,000 to go. And now maybe your next contract was 250,000. Now you're doing the math on that. This is 8, that's 5, that's 6, right? 650,000 to go to reach your goal. So you just have to track your progress to hitting your goal. It's called a target. What is your target, right? So you got to be very strategic when it comes to government contracts. Things don't just happen accidentally. They happen on purpose. You have to have a purpose of where you're going. You have to have a roadmap. Just how we get in our cars and we drive from one destination to another. Typically, most people who've never been to a destination before, what do? They dial in the coordinates. It's called GPS. They dial in the coordinates of where they want to go, whether you're using Google Maps or Wave apps, or you have a Tesla and you're typing that in where you're going, right? And it'll take you through the shortest, quickest route. Now, the reason why it gives you these options, just like I just gave you these options, is so you can create a game plan or roadmap to the shortest, quickest route based on your business, your scenario, your time, and what you want to do, right? But there's different ways that you can get there. You can get there in 4 moves. You can get there in 20 moves. You can get there in 100 moves, or you can get there in 10 moves, right? But it's all up to what your goal is, how much time you want to commit, and all those different things. But that's the 100 million. I mean, sorry, 100 million. Oh my God, I just prophesied for somebody. I just prophesied for somebody. You gonna take your business to 100 million. That's just dropped in my spirit. So But that is the $1 million game plan. That's a $1 million game plan. Write the vision, make it plain, create a plan of action, and then do everything that you do. It requires for you to actually strategically do everything you do that you need to do along the path to getting there. Now, if you're new to this space and you don't know what that path to getting there is, or the back roads to take, or you don't know the hurdles in the road that's going to happen, this is why you need tutelage. Is that still a word? I sound old, huh? I'm not really that old, but tutelage, right? So this is why you need mentorship, right? Because you don't know the hurdles in the road. I use Waze sometimes. And Waze, you know, is like a mentor for people who are traveling their destination. It kind of, just think of it from that perspective. It kind of tells you, like, watch out for this on the side of the road, right? So that's the purpose of a mentor and training and coaches. This is the purpose of that, right? Watch out for this accident. It's on the side of the road, or somebody dropped the couch in the middle of the freeway. So at this particular intersection, so make sure that you go around, get in your left lane, right? So it's a play where coaches are able to help you navigate the system. They're able to help you overcome the obstacles that may be in your way, and to forewarn you of the obstacles that could happen. And here's how you get over those mountains, right? Right. And so, anyways, for those of you who are looking to have more mentorship, guidance, strategic planning when it comes to your $1 million game, because this is not for play. This is not a little bit of money. This is life-changing money, and this is just the beginning. Yes, it is. To do this in a year is only the beginning, right? You can scale, grow and scale from there, right? Because you always want to continue to multiply your wealth by scaling and doubling down. By scaling and doubling down, now you get to increase your profit margins, have more money, more wealth, more this and more that, right? So if you want more mentorship on the beginning, on the front end, on the becoming, right, to get your business pre-qualified for government contracts, so you can create a game plan and a roadmap of what the expectations are, what to expect, and what to look for along the way, join us in our GovCon Challenge, okay? It's govconchallenge.com. I'm going to put it on the screen, govconchallenge.com. Be sure that you join us in the GovCon Challenge. And don't just come alone, right? In this particular area, this arena called the Wealth Game, this arena, it's enough wealth for everybody. Don't be selfish. Bring a friend, right? Have them register with you, right? Register as VIP so you can come behind the scenes and get high level coaching throughout the challenge, where you're able to ask questions an hour before the actual challenge begins about your business, the roadblocks you've come up against, and the things that you're having a challenge with, or the things that you just don't know or not clear about, right? Join as VIP, because when you are VIP, then guess what? You get to attract VIP clients and VIP procurement officers and VIP decision makers for your business, because people don't generally get what they want. They get who they are. And if you haven't become, join us. We're going to show you how to become, so we can show you what you need to do and to take the action to get what it is that you desire. It's you. It's for you. So join us in the GovCon Challenge. So go to govconchallenge.com. I hope this has been valuable for you. This is my $1 million game plan for 2024. If you do these things, like if you strategically do these things, if you strategically execute on the things that I'm sharing, you will reach your goal, right? Potentially for those, especially those who are action takers, you a doer, not a talker, right? You're willing to get out of your own way. You're open and coachable, right? You listen and you apply. If you're able to do those things, you could potentially absolutely also be able to reach your goal in 2024. So that's my spiel for today. Join us in govconchallenge.com. Until next time, and in between time, go be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and also have dominion over your finances, have dominion over your wealth creation, have dominion in your life, your health, and all those other things. I'll check you next time.